In the morning, sow thy seed. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 6. The rich brown color of newly turned earth, the gentle placement of seeds in a straight garden furrow, then the act of faith as we cover the seeds with dirt. We water them and wait as nature does its job. As the seeds grow, we weed and work, and as we do, so we are blessed with increased self-reliance and insight into the law of the harvest. Eventually, we enjoy the succulent fruits of our labors, food. The Lord has said, "The fullness of the earth is yours. Yea, all things which come of the earth are made for the benefit and use of man." Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verses 16 and 18. President Thomas S. Monson added another dimension to gardening as part of the larger goal of provident living when he said, "Self-reliance is a product of our work and undergirds all other welfare practices. It is an essential element in our spiritual as well as our temporal well-being." Latter-day Saint artists have used their talents to remind us that growing a garden is filled with blessings. Following is some of their artwork accompanying this article, and the words of President Spencer W. Kimball. "Grow all the food that you possibly can on your own property, including berry bushes, grapevines, and fruit trees. Grow vegetables and eat those grown in your own yard. The Lord created for us this beautiful world and gave command to our father Adam to till the ground and to dress the land and to make it habitable. That command continues to us. Another commendable thing about gardening is the exchange of products by neighbors and the fostering of fellowship and neighborliness. Gardening will bring satisfaction and remind us all of the law of the harvest, which is relentless in life. We do reap what we sow. Even if the plot of soil you cultivate, plant, and harvest is a small one, it brings human nature closer to nature, as was the case in the beginning with our first parents." End of the article. In the morning, sow thy seed.